गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान. प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज अराइव्ड इन द नेदरलैंड्स फॉर द सेकंड लेग ऑफ हिज फाइव नेशन टूर. ही वाज रिसीव्ड बाय द डच फॉरेन मिनिस्टर टॉम बेरेंसन अपॉन हिज अराइवल एट द एयरपोर्ट. ड्यूरिंग द विजिट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर विल होल्ड बायलैटरल टॉक्स विद Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten and will call on their majesties, the King and the Queen. Today he will address the Indian community and meet CEOs of leading Dutch companies. Yesterday during his UAE visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's support for safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, underscoring its importance for regional stability as well as global energy and food security. After high-level talks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned the recent attacks on UAE.
Almost free, open aur safe banaye rakhna ye hamari sabse badi prathmikta hai. Is vision mein antarrashtriya kanoon ka palan aavashyak hai. Brother, Bharat har paristhiti mein UAE ke saath kandhe se kandha milakar khada hai aur aage bhi khada hai.
The government has imposed a special additional excise duty of 3 rupees per litre on export of petrol. According to official gazette notifications issued by Ministry of Finance yesterday, the special additional excise duty on diesel exports has been brought down to 16 rupees 50 paise per litre from 23 rupees. The special additional excise duty on aviation turbine fuel ATF has also been reduced to 16 rupees from 33 rupees a litre. The revised rates will remain in force for the next fortnight beginning today. There has been no change in the existing excise duty rates for petrol and diesel for domestic consumption. The State Election Commission has notified fresh elections for 3 wards under respective town councils in Nagaland following the occurrence of casual vacancies. The elections will be held for Ward 11 Chara under Chumukedema Town Council, Ward 8 Tsumangbi under Wokha Town Council and Ward 9 Sambaghoki under Atoiza Town Council in accordance with Section 30 of the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. We have a report.
As per the election schedule notified under the Nagaland Municipal Election Rules 2023, filing of nominations will take place from May 25 to May 29 up to 3 p.m. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be conducted on June 1, while the last date for withdrawal of candidature is June 5. Polling for the 3 wards will be held on June 16 from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., while the date for repoll, if any, has been fixed for June 18. The counting of votes and declarations of results will take place on June 19 from 8 a.m. to onwards at a designated counting center. The commission informed that the electoral roll published on April 12, 2024 will be used for the election. Asanyong, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, with the announcement of the election program, the Model Code of Conduct, MCC, has come into immediate effect within the jurisdictions of the 3 town councils and will remain in force till the completion of the election process. The MCC will apply to all candidates, political parties and the state government in the concerned areas. Further, the State Election Commissioner, SEC, while acknowledging the important role of the electors, has appealed to all concerned electors to exercise their franchise to make the election participatory and meaningful. The SEC also appealed to the political parties, candidates, various civil society organizations and stakeholders to extend their cooperation towards a peaceful and smooth election process. And a project monitoring group, PMG, meeting to review the progress of ongoing highway projects under the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, was held at the office chamber of the Deputy Commissioner Kohima yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok Buchim and attended by district administration officials, NHIDCL representatives, contractors, consultants and other stakeholders. During the meeting, officials reviewed the package-wise implementation of the 4-lane highway project and the progress of the Kohima bypass along the Kohima-Dimapur corridor. NHIDCL officials informed that package 1 of the 4-lane project has achieved 26% progress, while package 2 stands at 43%. Package 3 has reached nearly 90% completion and is expected to open for traffic by July this year. Tunnel work at several locations are also progressing, with one major tunnel expected to be completed by December 2026. The meeting also deliberated on issues related to sinking zones, accident-prone stretches, land acquisition matters and landslide mitigation measures along the Kohima-Mau Road, among others. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.